And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to San Diego Landing in Point Loma, and we have a great guest talking about today. Bill Barney, surf fishing expert. We're going to be talking about fishing in the surf, which is one of the most popular types of fishing here in the Southern California area. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fish Focus. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great day today, talking fishing from the surf.
Yeah, Mr. Bill Barney, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Yeah, first of all, congratulations on the 2022 calendar. Came out great again.
Thank you so much.
Super job.
We're so great to have it behind us and out on the market now, and everybody can get a copy of it and support CCA. It's really exciting.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that it's a fundraiser for CCA that you put together.
Exactly. It's not only a fundraiser, but of course we try to get information out about what CCA does and what we've been up to lately.
Yeah. And it is I have one on the wall here at the world headquarters. I mean, you see them everywhere. And because it's such a highly useful tool for a fisherman.
Absolutely, because it's got a little bit of everything in there. It's got all the tide charts, the moon and all the phases of the moon and the tides. It's got how-to information on there. It's got some information in there, some tips on rock cod fishing or bottom fishing. It's got how to get a world record, how to do all these different things. So it gives you a lot of different information and some good quotes over time.
Yeah, definitely. So where can we get them?
You can get them at all the tackle shops from Santa Barbara to San Diego, the Landings, and online at surffishtackle.com.
Okay, so they're now available.
They're now available, and they're limited in their quantity.
Are they? Yeah, so get it. They only sell out.
Yes.
Yeah. So get them while they're available, because it's something that you definitely want to need. And it's almost December, for crying out loud. Next week is December, right?
Trust me, speaking of December, if I didn't get that calendar for the uncles and cousins in our fishing family, like, you're going to hear about it. That to everybody's like, I got my tide chart, I got my sport fish calendar, like, that's it. Like, that is a Christmas gift that is expected, you know, around our house every year.
Great stocking stuff.
It is. Perfect.
Yeah, for sure. So what else is going on in the world of surf fish tackle?
Well, you know, surf fishing has slowed down and normally slows down a little bit this time of year, but we're getting ready. You know, we're starting to make our plans for next year. Now that we've got this COVID behind us, we're going to be able to get together in groups again and do our surf fishing seminars right on the beach. And we just had one about 3 weeks ago up in Morro Bay, which is an absolutely beautiful place and beautiful weather and such a fun place to fish up there.
Got to hang out with Harold Davis?
Got to hang out with Harold. Harold took me fishing, of course.
The unofficial mayor of Morro Bay.
That's right. I think he's been there forever.
Yeah.
Just about every restaurant we go into, they give him a special table.
Oh, yeah.
Close to the kitchen so you can do dishes.
Yeah.
No menus needed.
That's right. That's right. So that's really what's been going on. Did fishing all this week, three days in a row of surf fishing, and then a day of bay fishing yesterday. And, you know, the water's just unbelievably clear, clean. We've had beautiful conditions. But, of course, this time of year when the water cools down, the fish metabolism slows down a lot. And a lot of the fish go inside the harbors and the back bays here and stuff like that. So we make a lot of transitions now to fishing either near rocks or inside the harbor.
Okay.
So what's biting right now?
Perch, primarily perch. You might find a few spot fin out there. I didn't see any corvina at all, and I covered miles of beach walking and looking for them. And then inside the bays here, you're going to find yellowfin croaker, spot fin croaker. You might find some corvina in that shallower, warmer water in the back of the bay there.
Yeah. And so are you fishing from the beach in the bay?
I'm fishing both from the beach in the bay and, of course, the open beach along the ocean.
Okay.
And when I'm outside of the bay, I'm always looking for rock structure, that type of thing in the winter, because that's where all the fish are going to hunker down, and that's where they're going to find their food. All those sand crabs are gone off the beach now, so there's no reason for them to go up and down the beach looking for food.
What's the season for sand crabs?
Sand crabs, normally in Southern California, we really have three varieties of sand crabs. They have sand crabs that are Santa Barbara North. You'll find those all year long. They thrive in very cold water.
Really?
So Santa Barbara to Seattle, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sometimes there'll be so many of them, you can't even walk in the sand. They'll be poking the bottom of your feet.
Wow.
And then from there to about Cedros Island zone, you're going to find the crabs we find down here. They come to the surface when the water's about 60 degrees, so they're going to hibernate till it's about 60.
Okay.
So, you know, just look on your phone or in the newspaper, and when you see the water's about 60 degrees, which is about the end of March, they'll be coming to the surface then. And then we have, those are the subtropical sand crabs, and then we have the tropical sand crabs, which you find down on the East Cape right in front of Rancho Leonero, down at Cabo, certainly all the way down Veracruz, Mexico. I found these same crabs all the way to places like Hawaii, Fiji, any tropical climate. And they're very similar to the ones we get here. The only difference is they're a little bit more round in shape. Their legs are a little bit longer, which is interesting. And they're almost white with black dots on them.
Interesting.
That is.
Who would have thought that there, and I didn't believe it until I saw it, Harold, I was down at Rancho Leonero with Harold Davis, and I was like, there's no sand crabs here, Harold. It's like, he goes down, crabs, look at that. That's a sand crab, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And not in as great numbers in that tropical, warmer water, but they're definitely there.
Yeah.
And that's what the fish are eating.
Yeah. So this time of the year, no sand crabs, what are you using? What's the technique?
Yeah, right.
This is a great time of the year for things like mussel, clams, lugworms or bloodworms, and ghost shrimp. Ghost shrimp are kind of getting to the end of their period of time where they're very effective. Ghost shrimp are really effective in like August, September, and the reason for that is that surf fish gorge on sand crabs from May, June, July. I mean, that's their main food, and they really don't eat a lot of other foods at that period of time. And then it would be like you and me having a steak every day for 3 months, and our friend comes along and goes, hey, I've got some lobster.
Yeah, right.
What'd you think about that? It's a great new taste. And so for those months, it's really good for ghost shrimp. And then once we get in these cold water months and the fish metabolism slows way down, their feeding slows down, then they're looking for worms, clams, which naturally come to the surface about in October, and worms like lugworms and bloodworms. And then really effective right now is mussel. Mussel right off the rocks works great. I get a lot of reports from folks up by Malibu this time of year. one person in particular who every day seems to be out there getting a 3-pound perch on,
wow,
on muscle.
Wow. Now, you wrote the book on surf fishing.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different techniques with the different baits on how to rig, right?
That is exactly right. Yeah. Our rigging is very similar on all the baits. We use a Carolina rig, but the way that the hook, the bait is hooked is really where you find the big differences there, and it's important to know how
all
to hook those baits correctly.
All those things you listed, that's the deal. I mean, they don't done incorrectly, they do not stay on the hook well. Like they
exactly.
come off on the cast, they come off on the bite. You know, knowing the style of hook to use and then where to put the hook is a big deal.
Exactly. It's you know, kind of similar to a sardine in the sense that you need to hook the bait correctly so
right.
it doesn't spin in the surf. And that's the thing, is that you can't see what your bait's doing out there, because not only is it not below you, but the water is rather turbid or murky, and you can't see whether it's spinning. So if there's a slight turn on the hook, whether it's anything from a grub to a worm to a sand crab, your bait's going to be spinning in a circle. And surf fish, like most fish, the exception would be maybe tuna and dorado and stuff, they got big by being smart. I mean, you've got a corbina that's 20 inches long, it's probably 12 years old. So they see something that's spinning through the surf, you know, they're not going to go after that, because that's how Bob got it. You know,
yeah.
they're not going to go after it.
Man, right off the bat, that's I didn't know that. I didn't know about, you know, think about my bait spinning in the surf environment. Like, that makes total sense for
yeah.
sure. I just never even crossed my mind. You know, it was always like, well, you know, bait's going to rip off. That's the only thing you got to worry about. Didn't even cross my mind. I love that. That's great info.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that you learn over time.
Totally.
Over time. And you know, when that bait is spinning out there and it's coming in, so if you were to go skin diving or scuba diving even right off the coast here in Carlsbad, you would see in the summer, you would see these schools of like anywhere from maybe 12 to 20 perch, where there's a couple really big ones, the mom and dad, and there's all these little ones there. When something spins by those ones, the little ones will immediately go for it, because they're basically just trying to get
sure.
something to eat and stay alive. All the big fish will always avoid that, because they're waiting to get something that looks like it occurs naturally in the area where they live.
That's yeah. awesome.
So, and you avoid that by using the Carolina rig.
Use the Carolina rig. You learn how to hook the baits correctly,
yeah.
and then it's really smart every once in a while, especially when you're starting out, to run the bait in front of you back and forth with your rod
yeah.
and just
take
a look at it.
Yeah.
yeah.
A lot like fishing a swim bait. Just make sure
exactly.
that swim bait is...
Exactly.
Is swimming properly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. If the swim bait's tail isn't moving or it's offset off the hook a little bit and it spins or turns on its side, that's not what's natural in the water. And big fish know that.
Yeah.
They got big by being smart.
Sure. Now, I see you have a package of Gamakatsu hooks in front of you. Is that the right hook?
Yes, this is the hook. This is one of my favorite hooks to use. I've used these for years, and it's the split shot drop shot hook by Gamakatsu. So the hook number is 50409. And I was talking to them the other day about their hooks and telling them that, you know, this is one of my favorite hooks to use in the surf, but that they should repackage the hooks to not say split shot, drop shot, to say surf fishing hook. So if you go to the tackle shop and you say, I need a hook for surf fishing, it's really easy for them to find it and,
yeah.
and give it to you.
But same hook.
But exactly the same
yeah.
hook. And these hooks are so good because they're very thin wire and they're very sharp. And that's particularly important in the surf, because remember, like when you're on a pier or a boat, you're over the fish. So you're perpendicular to the fish. Your line, rather, is perpendicular to the fish. And so when you set the hook, if you have a really dull hook or a wide hook, it'll still go into the fish's mouth. In surf fishing, I'm casting out to the fish. It's almost like flying a kite. And if I don't have a really sharp hook and I feel a bite and I reel down on it and lift my rod up, it could very easily just pull the hook right out of its mouth because it's not perpendicular. So when you have a really sharp hook like this, all you need to do is reel down as soon as you feel a bite. It will spin in the fish's mouth, catch it 9 out of 10 times.
Yeah.
Wow. You do these seminars at, like, the Fred Hall shows and such like
yes.
that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Are enormous. I mean, hundreds of people come to these. So what do you talk about at those?
I don't know why all the people come. I mean, it was
people
amazing.
People are interested.
Because
in
it's
surf.
Really cool, yeah.
I think people are interested because it's accessible is one of the
yeah.
the reasons. But what I talk about is I talk about the rod and reel combinations. So, you know, what we're going to look for as far as our rod and reel is concerned, the rigging, how to hook baits, and then the thing everybody wants to learn, how to find fish at the beach. That's the big
That's
the
big
draw. But up in Northern Cal 3 weeks ago, we had about 70 people come for the day before seminar, which was Friday at 3 o'clock. So we were really surprised that many people showed up. A lot of interest.
Yeah. That's great.
Wow. Well, as you can hear, we have a lot to talk about. We haven't even covered any of those subjects yet.
Yeah, no, this is always fun. And like you say, it's so cool because you nailed it. It's accessible to everybody. It's inexpensive. You can keep a rod broken down in the back of the truck, the back of the car, and you can hit it for a couple hours after work, or you can make an all-day session. You know, surf fishing can be whatever you want it to be, an elusive big deal hunt for a big giant corvina, or just like a go down and blow off some stress after the end of the day of work and yank and crank it on some surf perch. It's just really cool and a fun topic, and so cool to have Bill in here. I mean, like you say, we always say it, but it literally is the guy that wrote the book about it. There's not a better guy to talk about it today, and we're looking forward to it. We're looking forward to talking to you. Give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, it's 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. And you can text the show. We always talk about it, the text the show option. Very popular via the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. It's easy to get. It's a very easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup via that Let's Talk Hookup app. And text your questions, and we're looking forward to read them on the air. And today we have a couple of really good prizes. We're giving away two different packages. One is going to be to one lucky phone caller, and then one will be to one lucky texter. So if you're texting the show today, make sure that you include your contact information so that we can call you back if you're the lucky texter that gets picked, and we'll get your address and send your prize out to you. Prize of which, really cool, thanks to the generosity of Bill. Each person, the caller and the texter, if they're the lucky ones drawn at the end of the show, are going to win Bill Varney's surf fishing book, Bill Varney's surf fishing book. Also, you'll get a surf fish ID card, a really cool kind of laminated card that shows you all the different fish in the surf. You're going to get that 2022 CCA calendar, and you're going to get the Crab and Go, which I know you've talked about quite
Crab
a bit on the show
cool.
before.
Describe the Crab and Go.
Yeah, the Crab and Go is just a new invention as far as catching crabs. And instead of using a big rake to use in the surf, we just have a small, it's like a small colander, all stainless steel with a handle. It's about 6 ounces, clips right to your belt. And you can use it to scoop them up, rinse them out, and it just holds the perfect size. The ones that are too small fall through the holes because those are not the ones you'll use.
That's
and
perfect.
The ones that are just the right size, they catch in there, and then you can rinse them off to get all the sand off them and use it just ready to go, perfect for
it's
the surf.
It's an amazing adventure.
It's as described. I mean, scoop down, scoop up your sand, little quick shake, rinse, sand's out. Next thing you know, you got a cup full of bait, like just ready to go.
Yeah.
Simple as can be.
That's really cool. Yeah. So, yeah, some fantastic prizes, and not only that, also the opportunity to talk to the man, via the surf fishing. So it's going to be a great show, great prize. Again, if you want to get through on the phones, 213-432-1090, or get us on the text via that Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure to include your name and where you're calling from, and we got a couple of killer prizes coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones and texts are piling through. Again, if you want to get your shot to talk to Bill, 213-432-1090, or shoot us a text. Make sure to include your name and where you're texting from.
Yeah, and again, that really cool package, one for one of the texters and one for the one of the callers, includes the Crab and Go, the CCA calendar, the Surf ID card, which is really great. It shows all the kind of up and down the California coast, the different available fish in the surf.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then of course
the book.
The book too. The book and the book is fantastic. You could pick up the book and learn how to surf fish from the book.
Absolutely. And if you know, even if you're skilled at surf fishing, I think there's a lot in the book that helps you with new ideas and maybe even open your mind up to a few new things.
I think that still, I mean, nowhere near like it was in the day, frankly, because of you, and you've done such a good job getting the word out, but still surf fishing has that stigma of, you know, the 14-foot white rod with three guides on it and a pyramid sinker and and firing a bait out to try and catch a shovel nose shark. And like you, at least to me, and I know to a lot of other people, I mean, that's the book. It's the light line revolution. Like, and it's not that. I mean, it can be that also. But mm-hmm. if that is your idea of surf fishing in Southern California, you are just casting over so much great cool fishing.
That's right, because, you know, 90% of the fish are within 100 feet of the beach or closer. I mean, I've caught a 10-pound spot fin croaker with its fins sticking out of the water trying to eat crabs, you know. So, and, you know, I think a lot of us who've been to the beach have been down there wading in the water up to our knees, and we get hit on the back of our legs with a fish, normally Corbina, going by, and we're like, wow, that thing was behind us.
Yeah.
So there's quite a few fish that are close to shore, and the main reason is because they can hide there. It's safe for them. You know, if you put your mask on and you go outside the surf line, there's really nothing out there, but, you know, you can have sharks out there. You might have a white sea bass go by out there. There's a yellowtail occasionally that goes out there. But anything that's smaller would be eaten out there.
Yeah.
So they're going to hide in the surf. And, of course, when the waves are breaking, it's churning up the bottom, and that's where all their food is, whether it's clams or crabs or worms. It's getting churned up from the bottom, and so they can hide there. They can get away from the swell there because they go in these little troughs and holes there, and then they can feed.
Cool.
Yeah, I love it.
Phones are packing up. They want to talk to Bill, so let's do it.
You got it, man. We're going to start with Greg this morning. Greg called us from Paris. Good morning, Greg. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I'm probably jumping the gun here. I know you guys are going to touch on this, but let's talk about some tackle.
Okay.
Rods and reels.
Like rod and reel.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's some really good tips on rod and reel combinations. Pretty simple stuff in the surf, fishing the light line. You're looking for probably a 7 to 9 foot trout rod. Steelhead would probably be the best type of rods to look for, but a trout rod. And I tell everybody, if you're starting out, you know, feel free to buy one of my $350 or $300 custom rods. You'll love it. But if you're starting out, really the best thing to do is just go in your garage. Look for your longest, whippiest trout rod. Set it up with about a 2500 size spinning reel with 6-pound monofilament. That's all you need, and off you go. And then once you get the passion for it and you love it, then move on, you know, to the custom surf rod, which is going to last you the rest of your life. All you have to do is just rinse it off and wipe it down.
So what's the difference between the basic rod and your Bill Varney custom surf fishing?
Our custom rods were specifically built for this type of surf fishing. Oh. So it's got the right weight, so it would be 1 ounce or less for a lure weight on it. It's got the right length, which is normally 7 to 9 feet. I'll usually fish an 8.5 foot rod, and then it's got the right action on the tip. So we you know, started out originally with all these surf fishing rods, which were just trout rods. We kind of gravitated to the steelhead, which was somewhat closer to what we were looking for.
A little stiffer.
And a little bit longer, because many of the trout rods were like 7 feet long. And then we took those ideas about what we were looking for as far as stiffness, length, what kind of a butt it has on it, where the reel is and so forth, how it balances, which is really important, and we put that into a custom rod. We want our surf rods to weigh 6 ounces or less, be very, very light, and the reason for that is if we're hiking up and down the beach, it's amazing what 2 or 3 or 4 more ounces will do as far as fatigue. So we want a lighter rod, and we want the rod with the reel on it to balance right over the reel. So the balanced weight of the rod is about where your hand is, so it reduces your fatigue dramatically.
So, and then you said 6 pound monofilament.
Yes, we always fish monofilament. Braid is a great line. You know, braid is so wonderful. You can feel every bite. We joke about it. You can even feel fish swimming by your line. But in the surf, you need a monofilament line because you need the stretch. And the reason you need the stretch is because it's not like, you know, tuna fishing where you hook a tuna, the fish takes a long run, the braid works great on it, and then it tires out and you bring it to the boat.
Yeah.
In the surf, you have the waves coming in and the waves going out, and when the waves are pulling out and the fish is swimming out at the same time, it doesn't give you enough time for your drag to engage like you would on a big fish. And so you need your rod to be able to bend, you need the line to be able to stretch a bit, and you need your at least a little bit of your drag to engage, or it will pull the hook right out of the fish's mouth, because they have very soft mouths, and generally with braid, because there's no stretch in it, you're not going to have any hope of keeping that hook in the mouth.
Gotcha. Okay. Good one. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate
that.
All
right. Let's keep rolling on the phones. Again, if you want to get through, it's 213-432-1090. Next up, we're going to talk to John. John's calling us from Escondido this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. And so my question, sir, would be a breakdown rod. Do you make one of those? And... I kind of already answered the question as far as using a trout rod. Would I be able to use it in freshwater and saltwater?
Good questions, John. First of all, yes, you'll be able to use them both in freshwater and saltwater. And, you know, these longer surf rods, 8.5 foot surf rod, if you ever fish freshwater trout with a bobber and a fly, it's the ultimate, because you can cast it literally a country mile.
A good mini jig rod?
Mini jig rod would be okay, because it's got the flexibility to it. And then, you know, it doesn't work as well in a creek. Maybe a river environment is good, but a creek, you know, you want a shorter rod, maybe a 7 foot rod. And then as far as multiple pieces, all the spinning rods are certainly two piece. There aren't a lot of travel rods out there that break down into 4 or 5 pieces. And one of the reasons for that is we did consider building those, but the expense of making a custom rod in multiple pieces is really difficult, because when you make rods, the top is specifically made to fit into the bottom. And coming out of off the mandrel, all of the two-piece rods don't fit together. They have to be matched up. So if you have one ferrule to match up, that's one thing. If you have 4 ferrules to match up, that's much more difficult and more expensive. So I think maybe as time goes on, we'll see more of these travel rods. I know Phoenix produces one, and that's about the only one out there. There's some Chinese rods you'll see that are multiple piece. But in general, they're two piece, and they break down to, gosh, what is it, about 3.5 feet, and fits right in your trunk. Your boss will never know you have it. You just get a little cough on Friday afternoon, and on your way home, you go surf fishing.
Yeah, I like
exactly.
It.
All right. Great. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Well, let's try a text. This one is from Mario. Great text. Mario from Pasadena, and says, what features do you look for on a beach when you're going to fish it for the first time?
Oh, my gosh. That's a great question. You know, there's a couple of things to remember about that. Let's say you're going to a beach that you've never gone to before, and it's high tide. So you really can't look at the contour of the sand.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I'm going to look for is groups of birds on the beach. Wherever there are birds, no matter what type of seabird they are, and they're sitting on the sand, they're looking for sand crabs. They're waiting for sand crabs. Most of the time, They're just waiting for a change in the tide to go down there and feed. And wherever that food is, there normally are going to be fish. So that's one thing I look for. The other thing I look for, because I won't be able to tell the contour underneath the water at a high tide, is I watch the surfers and the swimmers go in and out of the water. And if I see a surfer come in with his board or his or her board and walk in and all of a sudden they dip down and then they come back up again, I know there's a trough right there. So I look down the beach. Maybe they're in front of Tower 20. I'd make my way down to Tower 20 and, 20 and fish there because I know that there's a trough there. So if I was to go at high tide, or excuse me, low tide, for example, then I'd walk the beach. I'd do my best to find any holes or troughs. I'd line those holes and troughs up with something permanent behind me, so the red house on the hill, for example, and then I'd come back at high tide, line myself up with the red house, and fish right there.
Find those holes.
That's great, Doug. That's awesome.
Holes are where the fish are going to hang out,
They're always going to be where they hang out.
Yeah. Mario had a little follow-up to it, and it was just that can any beach produce good fishing? Like, I mean, does it have to be a specific beach, or can any beach that you find, do they all have the potential of producing some good fishing?
That's a great question, and that is true in surf fishing. All beaches, whether you're in Veracruz, Mexico, or in Cabo San Lucas or Hermosa Beach, Manhattan Beach, or all the way up in Seattle, it's all about conditions. Mm-hmm. You're always looking for conditions. So in fishing in a boat, many times you'll have a reef or you'll have a rock pile somewhere, and you'll look on your GPS, you'll find that, and that's the spot, and you don't want to give the spot away. When it comes to surf fishing, it doesn't matter what beach you're on. There are always fish on that beach. It's just all predicated by the conditions. So, you're looking for things like rip currents where you have foaming, off-colored water, which is churning up the bottom. That's where you're going to find fish, the troughs, where the birds are located. Rock structure, jetty structure. Those are all the things you're looking for at the beach to find fish.
All right. Very good. Good text here. I'm bombarded by some great text here.
But this is awesome.
Let's take a little break and head down south, down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pedro.
Hi, John.
Buenos dias. Well,
buenos dias.
We had an interesting week this week. Good fishing, we're sending out 3 or 4 boats a day. We're getting ready to basically close up shop for this year. But the fishing, it's been interesting, We really had kind of a slow August, September, October, and it really picked up in November. Fishing's been pretty extraordinary especially this week. Yesterday, we had a couple from Austria. They've been at the hotel for a couple weeks, Gunda and Ernest. And they released 11 billfish yesterday, right out.
Wow.
8 stripers and 3 sails. And catching a lot of Dorado as well. Nice Dorado in the 15 to 35 pound range. But good fish, a lot of them around. Very, very little pressure. Not many people out there. We got 80 degree water. And it's been raining last 3 days. This will be the 3rd day of rain today. And the anglers are fishing in the rain, and again, it was raining pretty hard yesterday. This is when they picked up the 11 billfish, so interesting stuff. Another guest, Tori Schultz from Ocean Beach, did limits on Dorado almost every day, 10 to 35-pounders. There's white bonito around, loads of white bonito, real good eating fish, a lot of pompano around as well, and loads of Sierra this time of year. Everybody's getting 10 or 15 Sierra a day, a lot of them, and some nice-sized Sierra, the 5-6 pounders, so the nice-sized fish inside, the Sierra bites real early in the morning, so, but overall, pretty extraordinary fishing for this time of year. Marlin are real close, marlin are right off the front, all the way down to the lighthouse, right on the banks in front, and loads of them, loads of billfish, and again, a real nice, consistent Dorado bite as well, so we're enjoying good fishing, you guys. Right to the end.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
So
John.
Cool, man. And Thanksgiving at the ranch was special too, right?
Oh yeah, we had 11 turkeys. Believe it or not.
Wow, cool.
Everybody comes from the surrounding area too. We had, I think, about 120 people for dinner.
Holy wow!
Yeah, and we do a good spread. We do a good old American Thanksgiving. So all the neighbors come and the guests, everybody joins it. We had a great time. A great Thanksgiving, guys. That's
what a great
for sure.
To spend Thanksgiving. That's really cool, John.
Especially. And can you send some of that rain up here?
Yeah, no, I know. We've had really a wet year. Gosh, everything's really, really green down there. And having this much rain this time of year is kind of unusual as well. So it's good for all the cattle. We got a lot of fat range cows all around, you know. They're really fat now. Uh-huh. A lot of feed and real green. It's emerald green down there. Beautiful.
Making for some real carne asada.
Yeah, yeah. Good cattle for sure. And all the ranchers are loving it. And it's been, like I said, I've never quite seen it as green and as fertile as it is right now. This is by far the most rain we've had in any one year that I can recall.
Sounds like paradise to me. Mm. Sounds great. If somebody wants to come down, John, how do we get a hold of you?
That's Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholanero.com. We've unloaded a bunch of pictures from this week, too, so check it out.
All right. Very good. Thanks John. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving.
You sure will, gentlemen. Look forward to it, amigos. Right.
See you, buddy.
Cool. Got another great text here from Mike in Gardena, and he wants to know about halibut fishing. Halibut in the surf. What's your preferred lure, weight, surface for diving, and size, rod, et cetera?
Wow, those are lots of
Everybody
questions.
Everybody wants to know about halibut.
Those are all the secrets in one bundle.
Yeah.
Well, first thing to remember about halibut fishing, or halibut are very lazy. They're our laziest fish. And so they don't like to feed, or they don't generally feed when there's big tidal changes. They love to have the peak high tide and the peak low tide periods to feed. And the reason for that is they ever, you know, once again, dive and watch. I do a lot of diving, certainly did a lot in the past, and would watch the fish as they cover themselves with sand to hide. And they're not going to blow out of that sand when there's a current, because not only will they maybe not get what they're eating, but they're like a kite. They'll be carried in the current. So they generally will bite at these peak low tide, peak high tide. So all fish normally a half an hour before low tide to a half an hour after low tide, half an hour before high to a half an hour after high when there's very little water movement. And, of course, the lucky craft, the Rapala or Rapala, depending on what side of the table you're sitting on, work. And these are all in the 110, you know, millimeter size. They weigh about 3/4 of an ounce. And then if you went back traditionally, the Castmaster, the Crocodile, if you went all the way back to the 20s and 30s, my dad's era, that's what they used for halibut fishing. Grunion, of course, work. You can go down and collect some grunion. That also is an interesting subject right now. And freeze those, or anchovy sardine. Just put them on a plate, make sure they're perfectly straight, and you fish them frozen so that they stay relatively stiff. With a Carolina rig, and then rod and reel combinations. If you're throwing the lure, maybe a little heavier line. A lot of the guys who fish the Lucky Craft and the Rapala are fishing 10-pound monofilament. Some people fish the braid with that. A lot of the guys that I know who fish halibut exclusively and are unbelievably good at it. One guy that I know caught a 42-pound halibut in the surf next to the Hermosa Pier. That was just 3 years ago in March. They won't fish braid. They'll fish mono because they normally fish in areas that are adjacent to rocks or structure areas. And if you get hung up, and certainly if you're fishing straight braid and you get hung up on something out there, very difficult to break. And by the time you get it broken off and cut your line and retie and all that, the bite could be over. So a lot of times we'll fish monofilament where it gives us more stretch that way.
Okay, great stuff.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, no
really
doubt.
Matt, 42-pound halibut in the surf.
Unbelievably big. He said it was like the hood of a car, the size of the Splash, and it was in about 3.5 feet of water.
Oh, how cool is that?
And just the most, it was in our calendar a few years ago, and one of the most beautiful fish, and of course he let it go afterwards, but it was
good
a monster.
Wow.
It was a monster.
Just the act of landing that is such a feat. You know, I mean, hooking it, of course, you know, crazy and all those things and fighting it in such a, you know, difficult zone with surf going back and forth. But then to get it out of the beach and get a hold of that thing and get a great photo and then to slide it back in, what a good congrats to him. And that's that is a lifetimer trophy.
Just amazing. Of course, it turned out to be, you know, the sunset period of time.
Oh,
so
perfect.
The lighting was perfect.
Oh, that's great.
It was meant to be.
Yeah, I love it.
And, you know, halibut are ambush feeders.
That's right.
So they're going to be where the food is.
And, you know, a lot of times you'll find halibut right on the edge of wherever you have rock structure and the sand. Mm-hmm. So if you dive around the edges of a jetty, like Ponto Jetty or Carlsbad jetties, you'll see them tucked up right against the rocks or sometimes actually laying right on top of the rocks themselves.
Really? No kidding.
Wow. Yep. That's right. Their edge, because they're looking for, you know, the sidewinder crabs and, you know, to fall off. And then the perch and things to come out from between the rocks where they hide.
Sure.
Good stuff,
yeah,
man.
That's great.
Hey, let's go ahead and jump back on the phone.
You got it. Well, if you want to get through on the phones, again, give us a call, 213-432-1090. We've got all those killer packages, one only available for the callers, one for the texters. Again, 213-432-1090. Let's talk to Doug. He's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I was wondering about the female perches. What would happen if the what happens to the fly when they released? Do they go? Do they survive or what?
You know that. Of course, I will answer that with a non-scientific answer because I don't know exactly what happens. But when you catch a female, and especially in the fall, late fall or the springtime when they do have fry in them, they sometimes will be born right on the sand in front of you. Of course, your goal is to, unless you're keeping the fish, is to unhook them and get them back into the water
so
before.
For people understand, surf perch have live young. They
exactly.
Don't lay eggs. They have actually live young.
That's exactly right. They have live young, which is unusual for some fish. Of course, look at salmon and trout and so forth that lay eggs, and then they're milted, and then they hatch.
Right.
And so sometimes as an angler, you become a father, and they have them right there in front of you. And the best thing to do is if you can take one that's not pregnant, if you want to keep one, it's better to do that and let the pregnant ones go. But if they do have them on the sand, you just pick them up and you put them right in the water, they will begin to swim away. But remember, all those fish in the surf, including the perch, so the corbina, the spotfin, the yellowfin croaker, the leopard shark, they love eating those little fry. Who wouldn't love eating those little yummy things? So how many survive from that is a really good question. And considering how many, literally billions of barred surf perch, not to mention all the other perch that are out there along the coast, quite a few of those I'm sure are eaten. Mm-hmm. Probably half of their breed or their spawn is eaten by other fish.
Yeah, you think at least half.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's how it works. That's how it works.
Absolutely.
That's how the environment works.
You look at turtle predation. I think I've heard it's like 5% of live turtle releases survive.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Like
really high number.
Everything picks up.
Yeah, everything, yeah. I mean, look at that. I mean, it's like, here, oh, look at that. A little turtle, man. Yum.
Exactly.
Yeah. We caught a Dorado at Clarion years and years and years and years ago that was just, I mean, it was full. It was full of those
little turtles.
Everything eats them. You know what I mean? Yeah. The birds and the fish and the this and the that. But yeah, and like you say, you know, the other thing, too, like you said, you said it best. Like, you don't have a scientific answer for you, but you know what? Like, everyone that you keep doesn't make it. And
right.
if you kick them back, either it does make it to grow up to be a 3-pounder that you catch some other time, or it adds an extra couple ounces to the next big one that you do catch. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like you said, like, everyone that you don't try doesn't make it. And if a couple do, oh, great. You know, even better on you.
Exactly. And, of course, if you're putting them back and they're not making, they're being eaten by, you know, predation, eaten by the other fish in the area, that's what's natural and that's what those fish need.
Yeah, totally.
And you know, those little babies are super high in protein for fish, and that's why the fish grow big.
Part of the cycle.
Yep, you got it, man. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more great texts. We got catch reports coming up and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer, a world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's K-A-T-M-A-I.com. Katmai.com.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning talking surf fishing and talking to you. If you want to get in on the fun, with 213-432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Bill Varney, the surf fishing expert, but also a chance at winning that killer package. Again, it includes the surf fishing book, The Lightline Revolution, the surf fish ID cards, the brand new 2022 CCA calendar, and that Crab and Go surf fishing crab catching kit. Very yes. Cool prize for both the caller and the texter today.
One package for the callers, one package for the texters. Yeah, well,
pretty sweet, huh?
Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it out there. It's time for our catch report. Our catch report today, sponsored by Summit Gasoline, discount Everingham Brothers live bait gift certificates, ice, fishing licenses, soda, beer, water, snacks, coffee, and most important, the best price on gas and diesel. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, an easy in and out with your boat trailer, and for a limited time, get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. You heard that right, 100 pounds of free ice. There is no better place to get your gas and load up on everything you need to go fishing than Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena in San Diego. Hugely popular, only from hearing all of the guys come through the tackle store saying, like, hey, man, you weren't kidding about that. It was really that easy. I pulled in and I got my ice. And, yeah, it's been a really, really fun partnership. And I know those guys are seeing some fantastic success and people redeeming that just because everybody loves coming through the shop and talking about, hey, I scored that free ice. And pretty sweet.
Hey, Bruce and Lemon, before you get on to our catch report, we're waiting for Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing to be standing by here. But Bruce from Lemon Grove has, do you use artificial bloodworms or artificial worms?
So you're talking about like the gulp product, I would presume. I do. And you know, what's interesting is when those first came out, they sent us a bunch of different packs of those and the sand crabs and stuff. And they said, hey, can you have your surf guys test them out?
Tester.
It was great. You know, so we got five people up and down the coast from Santa Barbara to San Diego to use them. They were very effective on catching smaller fish. We never had any luck with big fish with those. So I like to hook those up, particularly this time of year in the winter when the water's cold, and walk, which I did the past 3 days, and walk along the beach casting that out, covering as much surface area as possible. And then when I find the fish, they bite on that. I reel a fish in. I take it off the hook. I take that bait off the hook, and they put a natural bait on, sand crab or a worm or a ghost shrimp or whatever I have at the time, piece of mussel. And then I cast it out to that area and normally have a good chance of catching a better fish. So,
that's your locator.
So it's a really good locator, and it's a really good way to get things started.
Also, again, you know, we talked about it, you know, you've got the pro ability to do it, but a lot of surf fishing natural baits, they don't cast, They certainly don't cast as well as a piece of gulp does. You know what I mean? Like, you can fire that thing out, cover huge distance, not worry about it. And I think that's a great
idea. I think whale it out there.
Whale it, for sure.
Whale it to the whale, because you can throw that thing as hard as you can. And we talked about that earlier. Most of the fish are near shore, so it's not like you need a long cast. But the ability to cast at maybe a 10 o'clock angle or a 2 o'clock angle and cover more surface area. It's all about surface area, and that's why we move along the beach. You know, the way that we used to surf fish in the past is we'd cast our bait out with our 4-ounce sinker. It would sit on the bottom. We'd sit on our ice chest and have a cigarette and a beer. And our whole premise there was we were hoping a fish could find our bait.
Right.
Now we hunt for fish, and we're finding them instead of hoping they find us.
Sounds like for sure you would be a proponent of the natural baits. If, with that said, access, ease, whatever somebody were wanting to use a gulp or similar type product, what is the, have you found one that gets more bites than another, or something someone should be trying over another, or is all of it smell and taste good enough that it kind of all gets a bite just as good as anything else does?
I think it all gets a bite. And another thing too is like now it's very popular for the X-Rap Rapala or the Lucky Craft. But if you went back to the 30s and 40s, everybody was using crocodiles back in that period of time and Castmasters.
Yeah.
And they were catching just as many halibut as they catch now. So, you know, it's just like anything else. If you go out on the boat and there's 40 sardine in the water and there's 2 anchovies, you're going to catch more fish on sardine because there's just that many more in the water.
Great.
Good stuff. Hey, Chris in San Marcos, who didn't include his phone number, so we can't put you in the drawing, unfortunately, unless we have your phone number. So if you don't want to get in the drawing, be sure to include your phone number. But he's got a great question. He says, "Hi, Bill. I've enjoyed learning from your seminars with Lori and San Marcos at the Turner's Outdoorsman there, and then at the beach, and subscribe to your email reports. You support CCA. Thank you very much for that." He wants to know how to fish a Lucky Craft, Yuzuri jerkbait, speed, retrieve, action, such, light line, braid, lure, like, he wants to know.
Back to all the secrets again.
Yeah.
Also include your GPS numbers on your favorite stretch of beach for halibuts.
Where exactly should I
catch? I'd also like a shoulder fillet from the next one you catch.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's the charge. So, this is what I tell everybody, and it's really important because I see those baits, the Rapala, the Lucky Craft, fished incorrectly all the time. These are suspension baits, so that means that as you retrieve, they dive down to anywhere from, 1 to 3 meters, basically, and normally stay above the bottom. And in order for them to get to that level, you have to retrieve them. So if you cast out and it takes you half of your retrieve for it to get to the strike zone, you're missing half of the area. So you want to cast those lures out, you want to reel up all your slack, and then you want to take a hard pull to the side, almost like you're snagging, which will pull that lure down to maybe a meter, meter and a half underwater, and then retrieve it. So don't just cast out and begin to retrieve it, because it'll take about half the distance to get into the strike zone. And then the other thing as you're retrieving those lures is number one, you want to slow down as you get closer to shore. If you don't slow down, the nose of the lip of that lure will be hitting the sand, going back and forth, making it in through that shallower water. And once again, big fish got big by being smart. If they see a bait bouncing along the bottom like that, completely unnatural, they're not going to go after it. So slow down as you retrieve. And then try a slow retrieve. Try a fast retrieve, and then a really good one is a stop and start, where you pull your rod to the side, reel down your slack, pull your rod to the side, reel down your slack, and give it a stop and start motion. And then pay attention. If you get a bite on the fast motion, fast is what they're doing that day. Slow is what they're doing that day. Vary it, and you'll have a lot of luck.
There you go.
That's great.
Good questions, good techniques there.
Now, let's head on into the phones and talk to Donovan. He's calling us from Murrieta this morning. Good morning, Donovan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Bill. You know, with the Fred Hall show not happening for a few years, and you always have your seminar. That's been a great seminar, real. Got a lot of info out of that. And even got lucky at the last show at the Fisherman Landing booth. I found one of your surf poles, one of the cousins' ones that went out of business. And I've been doing really good with it, a few Corvina, some barred sand perch. But my question for you is, if you're fishing out of San Diego from about Coronado up to Oceanside, what's your favorite stretch of beach to fish, and what time of the year to get a lot of I like those sand barred perch and the corvina and the croaker, of course.
First, along that entire stretch, it's good along the entire stretch. Some years it might be better, like a Del Mar for corvina, let's say, or Blacks for corvina, or Pacific Beach, or some area like that, which seems to have more. But in general, that entire stretch is good. And once again, you're just looking for conditions. You're looking for areas where you have off-colored water, you've got wave movement, you've got rip currents. But this time of year, I'm always looking for an area where we have rock structure meet the sand and the water.
Okay.
So, you know, once again, all of the jetties along here, Ponto Jetty, up by Oceanside, anywhere around Oceanside, anywhere where there's pier structure, anywhere where there's structure that meets the water is where you're going to find the fish this time of year. And it doesn't really matter what beach you're on. And once again, it's not a place where, wow, every year this is the only place for corvina, or this is always the best place for corvina. And the reason for that is that their market where they feed, the buffet, it moves. And they move with wherever their food goes is where they move to, too.
Yeah. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's continue our catch report. Surf guru Gundy Gunderson is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, you are, man. We're talking
North County. Good stretch. The gentleman just asked where it's hot right now. North County is very good right now. And, in fact, we're going to get that in the report here. You know, I thought I'd be talking about a little perch catching, but, boy, with that warm, nice weather here at the end of the week and good strong tides, we had some exotics and some nice fish in the report. Let's go. Very good fishing this week. Strong tides, fair weather. It's for ideal conditions. The northern beaches, the halibut bite continues to improve up there. The perch bite's been pretty solid. Several legal white sea bass. That was the bonus this week, taken from the shore. And then you go from Oceanside South, the halibut bite's been excellent in the lagoons, very good on the open beaches, more and more legal fish. And then the surprise was the very good corvina fishing. Several catches reported over the holiday weekend, despite the water, you know, 59, 60, 58, somewhere around there, those fish are hanging. And there was a real nice one we had this week. Let's start up north. Hook, line, sinker reported good halibut action this week. Several legal fish to 28 inches were taken along Goleta Beach. Flash minnows getting bites there. Two legal fish were taken in and around the harbor on swim baits. They have that sandbar at the mouth of the harbor. That's always a good producer on the tides. Another nice surprise was two legal white sea bass taken near Refugio on swim baits. Wiley's also reported a 32-inch white sea bass taken on squid near Leo Carrillo. So we had a nice moon there and good strong tides, and that always boosts the activity of the shallow sea bass. Several other anglers reported good sand bass catches with squid. Latigo was a good stretch there. Just Fishing reported several nice halibut up to 28 inches taken off Hermosa. That stretch near the pier was good. Big Fish reported best bet was a croaker bite off the Seal Beach Pier and Belmont Pier. Mostly yellowfin with a few spotfins still mixed in. It's pretty late to see spotfin in November. A few legal halibut also taken on flash minnow. Simple Green Surfside was a good stretch of beach there. Shop regular caught and released four corvina to 2.5 pounds off Bolsa Chica. They sent me a photo. Guy sitting there in November with his shirt off holding the corvina. Don't ask questions. Still seeing lots of fish, like I said, 59, 60-degree water. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported a 25.5-inch corvina taken off South Carlsbad on a sand crab. The guy saw one patch of sand crabs all day and filled his pocket and took that beautiful fish. He had a 5-pound scale, bottomed out the 5-pound scale. So what if it's Thanksgiving? We'll take a 5-pound corvina any day.
All day, every day.
It was like a little turkey.
That's cool.
So surprising, but we'll take it, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, good.
Usually with corvina, you know, I say that 60, you know, when temperatures are dropping, 62 degrees might be the Mendoza line there. But these fish are in 59, 60 degrees, a little rare. But, you know, there's something for them to eat. And so here we go.
Yeah, that's cool, Gundy.
Yeah. Good job, Gundy Gunnison, Surf Guru. We'll love the report, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
All right, good show, gentlemen. We'll catch you later.
Keep up all the great work, too, and writing all the great articles in Western Outdoor News, too. You're doing a great job there.
Thanks for the bump, Pete.
Right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. I want to remind you that 2020 CCA calendar, we've been talking about it, is available now. It's available at all the landings, the tackle stores, and at surffishtackle.com. It's got the tides, the moon phases, important dates, plus a really cool tribute to Jack Nielsen. And also, you could be the lucky winner today and get yourself one of those because it's included in those two packages we're giving away. One of the caller, one of the texter. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at cutwaterspirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
San Diego. Do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle. Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body, a rigid all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HD is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.